السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. The second anniversary of Al-Aqsa flood operation. Fruits watered with pure blood. Translated. October 7th marked the second anniversary of Al-Aqsa flood operation. Two full years have passed since the usurping entity targeted our people in Gaza, unleashing upon them the machinery of killing, displacement, and starvation, and using the utmost degrees of savagery and brutality against them. So what has changed with this unjust war? First, the army of the Jews portrayed itself as an army that cannot be defeated, with its equipment, military, and intelligence apparatus, and with its superiority over the people of Palestine and the armies of the surrounding countries over the past decades. Then came an Al-Aqsa flood operation to erase this image from existence, to expose its falsehood, and to confirm that it is an entity weaker than a spider's web, and that its thugs are but a handful of cowardly, humiliated people. If it were not for the neighboring regimes and American support, it would have been wiped off the land long ago. A small handful from Gaza rubbed the nose of the Jews in the dirt. They infiltrated areas under their control, seized tanks, captured soldiers, and carried out point-blank attacks. It was a painful blow that humiliated them before the world and exposed the lies of the treacherous regimes, who claimed their inability and lack of power to defeat this usurper. The Al-Aqsa flood operation will remain a testimony of the failure of the regimes and their armies to support their brothers and their false claim that they have no power. What a difference between the weapons and equipment that the Mujahideen possess and that the armies possess. And what a difference between those who heard the cries of the bereaved women and rushed to respond, and those who heard them and deafened their ears. Second, this operation exposed what was hidden from the world of the hypocrisy of those who claim to defend human rights, women's rights, freedoms, etc. It revealed a deep gap between the Western disclosure and the hollow slogans, and its complicity in killing innocents and supplying the occupation with weapons. The whole world saw the true face of the so-called quote-unquote protector of human values, and the women's and children's rights organizations established by the quote-unquote protectors of rights and freedoms. They all fell into a shameful silence as they witnessed the massacres against the women and children of Gaza. They disregarded international law, the women's conventions, the human rights conventions, and all their arrogant claims. Thus the mask was removed, thanks to this, for the honorable people in the entire world. The tragedy of the people of Gaza stirred many peoples to take to the streets in unprecedented million-man demonstrations in a number of world capitals expressing their rejection of the crimes of the occupation, defying the laws and restrictions imposed on them by their countries. For all this, the war on Gaza was an exposure of the deceitful world order, and a manifestation of the vast gap between the criminal regimes with hands stained with blood of the people of Gaza and the people who rejected and condemned crimes that even beasts would shun. The ugliest of the war crimes in Gaza contributed to shaping a new global awareness rejecting Western tyranny in defining good and evil and rejecting the double standards of humanity. Signs of this change appeared in boycott movements, demonstrations, and attempts to break the siege around Gaza. Third, the women of Gaza, despite their immense calamity, presented to the whole world during these 2 years a shining model of patient, steadfast Muslim women. Many Western women were bewildered by their endurance and firmness as they bid farewell to martyr after martyr from among their sons, husbands, and families. The Khanseh of this era were able to reflect the effect of the Islamic creed in their souls and behavior, to affirm the reality that they will neither soften nor surrender, and that they will always remain a factory of heroes and a cradle of men, continuing to sacrifice and give until Palestine is liberated from the river to the sea, and they will not dismount before achieving that goal. Many of the women of Gaza realized that the two-state solution, called for by America and behind it the Arab states, is a liquidation of the cause, and that the sacrifices offered must raise the necks high towards true complete liberation that restores the usurped land and defeats the Jewish entity utterly. So we ask Allah Almighty to turn the plots of the enemies against themselves, to prepare guidance for the Ummah, to unify its ranks, so that the cause of Palestine returns to its origin and its armies rise to respond to the cries of the bereaved, avenge the aggressors, and heal the breasts of a believing people. Indeed, He is its guardian and capable over it. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.